Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Doctors Are In show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is a show where we discuss and take your questions on tarot, numerology, Vedic mantras and practices, as well as anything and everything psychic, spiritual, hypnosis, meditation, energy healing, psychic development, and more. We also take your calls for free mini readings and guidance live on the air. So you want to dial the number 714-816-4628 and press the number 1 to get in the queue. Meaning get in the queue means, you know, get into our question and answer section or raise your hand or whatever they say. Anyway, so again, the number is 714-816-4628 and press the number 1 if you want to talk to us. I'm your host, Dr. Rose, and I love talking about all things psychic. I'm an intuitive certified life coach, and I have a passion for mythology. I love befriending, invoking, communicating, and working with divine beings from different traditions. But most importantly, I love to take my psychic knowledge and skills to help others just like you to have a true transformation in your life. So welcome to the show, and joining me as always is my fabulous co-host, the founder and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio, Dr. Dax. Dr. Dax is also the founder and president of the Tarot Guild, which is now in its 16th year. He's also been a radio personality for 10 years now. He's also a certified tarot master, numerologist, life coach, and professional hypnotist. And there's pretty much nothing he can't do except for maybe neurosurgery or something like that. Isn't that right, Dax?
I'm working on that, Rose. Dax. I'm working on that right now.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be back on the air with you. We have all these. I was just going through, you know, your bio here, and I was like, gosh, founder of this and president of that and executive producer of this and that. I was like, my goodness, what don't you do?
Well, you know, it doesn't start out that way. No one plans that they're going to have this laundry list. It's you follow your passions, you go for it, you start things, you get things going, you explore things, you research, you study, you take courses, and you know, if you follow your passions, before you know it, you've built up, you know, I don't know, you've started a podcast and you have a million followers, or, you know, I mean, there's all these success stories out there, you know. It's just following your passions and trying to help other people. I think that has a lot to do with it as well. But mostly it's just going for it and doing things. And by the way, that's actually going to be part of our discussion today on luck. And we're going to be talking about making your own luck. And that's part of it. And it's going to come up in the discussion. Today we're actually talking about expecting luck on Friday the 13th, because it is Friday the 13th.
Woo-hoo.
What do you think, Rose?
Well, as we were talking before the show, it has been a crazy week. I don't know if I've told you this, but I work at UC Berkeley. I teach a course there. And just a few minutes after I had finished my Monday class, we just meet twice a week, they had announced that, you know, any class that is with a certain number of classes that are meeting in person, that they were going to stop doing that. And we had to all switch on, you know, to do online teaching and all this stuff. And, you know, all the frenzy around the coronavirus. And, you know, my mom's back home, as I told you. She had been, you know, thankfully, it's such a blessing that she's back home. She's been at a skilled nursing facility for 2 months. She's much better now, but she watches the news. So, you know, and I've been spending time with her watching the news and been having like nightmares for the past couple of nights. And I'm like, And I just put it together. I'm like, oh, okay, I need to stop watching the news. Because everything is so sensationalized. Oh, my God, we're going to, this is happening, yes. This is happening. We got this virus running around. And it's totally, it's like you said, totally ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the runs on toilet paper alone, you know, I blame on the national news, you know. I mean, I just don't get the connection. I don't get the connection between toilet paper, and you know, unless a lot of people are worried that they're going to, you know, get diarrhea from the virus, maybe. Maybe that's why they're...
I don't know.
Or maybe
either.
They...
I mean, if anything...
Or maybe they want to wrap themselves up in the toilet paper. I saw a meme, and I posted it on my Facebook. Y'all can go see it, actually, Dax Carlisle on Facebook. And I posted this meme, and there was like three individuals completely wrapped up in TP. And I said, now we know, you know, where all that toilet paper is going. People are wrapping themselves up in the toilet paper to protect themselves against the coronavirus.
Right.
You know, oh, my God. God. Well, you know, our Friday and Saturday shows, in addition to being sponsored by the Tarot Guild at thetarotguild.com, come over and join us if you're into tarot and numerology. We're also the laid back shows. You know, we have Tarot Today Radio on Saturday with Mary Brown and myself, and the Doctors Are In with Dr. Rose Wilkerson and myself today. And we're the more laid back show, so we're going to say, okay, we are coronavirus free zone. So everybody, take a deep breath now.
That's
take
right.
a deep breath, hold it for two counts, breathe out slowly. Yes, let's just let's relax and have a corona free zone. You know, this stuff is unbelievable. I actually saw a meme, or no, I mean it was a poll. About a week and a half ago or so, said, you know, over 30% of the American population believe you get coronavirus from Corona beer.
Yeah,
and they're
that
dumping,
was funny. There were
and
so
they're
many
dumping
memes
their Corona beer out. Oh, my God, that is insane. You know, it just shows how stupid people are. And, you know, P.T. Barnum at the turn of the – not this century, but the last century, late 1800s, you know, P.T. Barnum, Barnum and Bailey Circus, yep, that's of the same thing. And he said, you know, never underestimate the gullibility of the American public. And he's
– Yeah.
And he was saying it nice, you know, they're stupid. You know, oh, my God. So, but, you know, if it's on your mind, the coronavirus, and your fears of that, we can do some tapping rounds. We can do some EFT, you know. Or if you want to talk about expecting luck on Friday the 13th or anything about Friday the 13th, or if you want to chat with Dr. Rose and I about a question you have, we can pull some tarot cards and have some sage advice from Dr. Rose. Give us a call at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That'll put you into the caller queue. We take the calls in the order that they come in. If you just want to listen to the show, dial the number and don't press 1. But press 1 on the dial pad if you want to be live on air with us. You can also join us in the chat room at thetarotguild.com. And you'll see the chat button in the navigation bar at the top of any page, or you can also type in thetarotguild.com/chat. Jump in the chat room with us there. You can ask questions in there. You can ask for a mini reading in there as well. So before we talk about luck and Friday the 13th, did you have a mantra of the day or the week this time? Or
yeah, there is one. No, there is one that is actually related to luck. I've given this mantra out before, but it's a wonderful mantra. The mantra is Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. And it literally means one born in the arrow-shaped forest grass. And that has to do with, Murga or Subrahmanya is his name. He happens to be a son of Shiva. who brings auspiciousness. So, you know, auspiciousness is luck, and who is the chief of the celestial army. So that is a mantra that you can actually chant to bring more luck into your life. It also is a mantra from another guru. I've learned that this is a mantra for health as well. You know, it's one that can help you in terms of dealing with health issues that you may have. There's a lot to this mantra. I'm not going to go into all the details, but I'll just say that even there's a breakdown of every syllable and what each syllable actually means and what it can do for you. So, yeah, it's very, very powerful, and I highly recommend you chant that. Of course, if you want to do a traditional mantra practice, you would chant it 108 times, hopefully in one session. If it's too long, you can do 54 times, two sessions a day. Or if you just want to chant it, you don't always have to do the 108 each day. You can just chant Om Shadavana Bhavaya Namaha as often as you can throughout the day or any time during the day. And just, you know, feel the auspiciousness coming your way. Feel like luck is coming.
That's
like the,
right.
You know, I was thinking about lucky, what is it, Lucky Charms. You know, the what is it?
I was going to bring that up.
I was looking at a box of Lucky
actually,
Charms and a little character that goes with it.
Yeah, there was a study done, actually, that people that carry charms are more lucky. They actually did testing. They did research into it. Yeah, and, you know, the title of our show, Expecting Luck on Friday the 13th, you know, it's the expectation that adds to it. But we'll get more to that in a little bit here. So, is that it for the mantra of the week? I can do the card of the day.
That is it for the mantra of the week.
Okay, so real quickly, the card of the day and the numerology of the day. You know, the entire date adds up to 11, and 1 plus 1 is 2. 2 is relationships and partnerships, cooperation, and so forth. But before that final breakdown, we ended up with 11. 11 is actually a master number. It's the master illuminator number. And so that's what we're actually going to be doing on the show today, you know, learning about Friday the 13th, but more so about luck and acquiring luck and recovering from bad luck. You know, we're going to talk about all of that. And then the day is the 13th, and 1 plus 3 is 4, which is structure in numerology. So, you know, people think of 13 as unlucky. There's actually buildings in major cities where there's no 13th floor. And then there's the whole Friday the 13th thing. And there's many different stories about, you know, how that came about. It's actually more of a recent thing, Friday the 13th. They say it can have its roots all the way as far back as the first century with the slaughter of the Knights Templar on Friday the 13th. And there's, you know, some other explanations out there why it's Friday the 13th and why that's unlucky. Uh-huh. But, you know, in many cultures, 13 is lucky.
Yeah.
And in numerology, it just means structure because 1 plus 3 is 4. You know, it's all about structure. Think of houses, buildings, anything you construct. And so, you know, today's a good day to, like, you know, work on home and things like that and interpersonal relationships because it's that 2 energy from the date, 11/2. But in a lot of cultures, you know, 13 is lucky. And I think Friday the 13th and the whole 13 thing, you know, now that we're in the 21st century, you know, that's starting to fade out. I could see, you know, It seems to have been a bigger thing in, like, the, I don't know, 1920s, 30s, through into the 1980s. And then, of course, we had the Friday the 13th movies, right, which really had nothing to do with Friday the 13th that much, except that's when it happened. Anyway, but, you know, and then after the 80s, you know, it started – Fading, you know, and because nowadays it's a lot different, but, you know, back in the day, I mean, there was people that would not go out of their home on Friday the 13th.
Wow.
They wouldn't go to work. they would take a sick day from work. They would stay home. Yeah. Yeah, it was a big deal for a long time, but it's kind of starting to fade now.
Yeah, I guess there are bigger things to worry about. Yeah, I remember as kids, you know, like any bad thing that would happen to you on Friday the 13th, oh, you got bad luck.
Yeah. And you know what the funny thing is? We're talking, we're going to talk about expecting luck. Well, that's what the Friday the 13th is as far as the bad luck happening. It's mm-hmm. doing the opposite. It's expecting the bad luck, and therefore it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Just like the law of attraction, we draw it in. We draw it in. Yeah.
That's right.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Meanwhile, this is a great time to call in, 714-816-4628. Call in and get your spot because we're going to be going to phone calls. And this is a great time to get your spot now, secure your spot, and don't hang up because we take the calls in the order that they come in. You know, so you want to call in and get your spot now. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through so you're put into the caller queue for those that want to talk to us. And once again, it's 714-816-4628. And if you have a burning question, you can't call into the show, maybe you're listening to us at work, you know, go over to thetarotguild.com/chat and go into the chat room and just type your question in there. We'll read it off live on air and do a mini reading for you. And or if you just want to make a comment about luck or Friday the 13th, anything along those lines. And we've done shows in the past more in depth into Friday the 13th and origins and all that kind of stuff like that. So I'm not going to repeat it. Basically, what we've just discussed over the last few minutes, I think, is enough. Because more fun is expecting luck, and one of the reasons why Rose and I came up with the title and the topic idea is because a few days from now is one of the most luckiest days. It's going to be the 17th of March. It's going to be St. Patrick's Day, the luck of the Irish.
Woo-hoo.
And
all right.
There's that Lucky Charms, right? And I thought, hey, you know, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, and we actually are going to do a show, I want to say it's next Friday. Yeah, it would be because 7 days from now would be the 20th because it's the 13th. You know, I'm trying to do addition in my head, and it's simple addition is just not working for me today. Mary Brown is going to be on from the Saturday show. She's going to be our special guest, and she's going to be talking about the Irish Fae, which is fairies. And they actually have a different name for the Irish ones, which she'll tell you about. We're not going to go into that. But so we're doing one show, you know, after St. Patty's Day about the Irish. And so we figured on Friday the 13th, we would do something to connect with St. Patty's Day. And that's how the idea of luck. And I thought, well, you know, Friday the 13th is considered unlucky and the 13th floor and all that kind of stuff. And what about if we, you know, turn the tables on everybody and let's expect luck on Friday the 13th.
Exactly.
And it's really fascinating when you start to, you know, look into it and do some research. You know, they've actually studied this. There's a professor of psychology, Richard Wiseman, University of Hertfordshire, I'm trying to pronounce it. It's in the UK, I believe. And he's a best-selling author of many, many books, including Luck Factor, Dr. Rose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Professor Wiseman has actually done research with thousands of people into luck, written books. He's even done a thing called Luck School. And he actually taught unlucky people how to act and attract more luck. And 80% of the people who attended Luck School said that their luck increased. And on average, these people estimated that their luck increased by more than 40% going through his luck school. Yeah, I mean, just amazing stuff. You know, he did a study of 1,000 people, and it turns out, you know, in his study, he found out that it turns out there are some very unlucky people. There really are.
Yeah.
There was this one woman who reported having 8 car accidents in one 150-mile journey.
What? Oh, my God.
Yep. She also said she was unlucky in love. After joining a dating agency, her first date fell off his motorcycle and broke his leg. The second date walked into a glass door and broke his nose. Eventually, she had a little luck because she did meet her future husband. But the church they were going to get married in burned down the day before the wedding.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't
That's
that
terrible.
Just crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But can you change your luck? Well, you know, I just talked about the luck school, and people were able to change their luck. And it turns out that Dr. Wiseman or Professor Wiseman, he said that what the work shows as a whole is that people can change their luck. Luck is not something paranormal in nature. It's something that we are creating by our thoughts and our behavior.
Interesting stuff.
Now, those of us, you know, on this show and the other shows on the network, you know, we tend to believe in I don't like to use the word paranormal because there's nothing not normal about it. It's normal. It's take the law of attraction. The law of attraction is not paranormal. Although other people would label it as a paranormal belief, it's not. It's part of the normal cosmos. You know, it's like gravity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if you don't subscribe to spirituality, if you don't subscribe to a metaphysical explanation, going with the whole idea of our thoughts create things, we attract things in. It's our behaviors and our thoughts and, you know, how we program our subconscious and the reticular activating system in the the middle of the brain. You know, how do you say that, Dr. Rose?
Medulla oblongata, that one? The medulla oblongata?
I don't know if it's the amygdala or I don't know
amygdala.
If it is the medulla.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I don't know.
I'd have to see it. Yeah.
I told you I'm working on the neuroscience. I'm not a neuroscientist yet. But, you know, you can go down that route and with the, you know, pure scientific explanation, or you can have the metaphysical / spiritual explanation. It doesn't matter. Both are better. Both are just as good, right? You know, so there you go. You know, you can increase your luck. And so how does one do that and you know, what makes certain people more lucky than other people? You know, okay, so you don't want the church to burn down, you know, before wedding day. What can you do? What were you going to say?
Go ahead.
Okay, so starting with number one, maximize opportunities. It turns out, you know, this makes intuitive sense too. It turns out that lucky people go for it. They create, they notice, they act upon chances. They look for them, you know. If you lock yourself in your house, how many exciting serendipitous, you know, things are going to happen to you? You know, which is a lot of positive luck happening is these unplanned serendipitous kind of, you know, chance opportunity, right?
Right.
So you got to maximize those opportunities. It turns out lucky people just try stuff. You know, unlucky people, what happens with unlucky people is they suffer from paralysis by analysis. You know,
yeah.
they're looking at, you know, they're working on one project at a time. They're looking at every single aspect. They're trying to get it, you know, perfectly right before they launch, things like that. You know, I always say it's shoot, ready, aim, not ready, aim, shoot. You know, it's like you go for it and you correct as you go along. All right.
Right.
You know, I'm a big fan of starting small, trying lots and lots of projects. You see what works, what doesn't. Things that work, you ramp up.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the feedback and things like that, you know. So it turns out, you know, people that are extroverted are more lucky. They spend time with others. They interact. They throw ideas around. They're out and about so that opportunities can be put in their path, as well as, you know, people and places and things.
Mm-hmm.
People who aren't neurotic. It turns out tense, anxious people are less likely to notice and take advantage of opportunities and therefore be unlucky.
Yeah.
So you want to work on getting rid of the anxiety. You want to learn emotional freedom technique, tapping, you know, be able to tap away the anxiety, try to be as, you know, less tense and anxious as possible.
Mm-hmm.
People who are open to new experiences. If you resist the new, you're probably not going to have many interesting things happen to you.
Right.
And that's a big factor in luck.
Right.
It makes perfect sense. You know, a lot of this is just what makes sense, right? It's just very, very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep trying new things. And if what you've done, you know, you'll get what you've always gotten if you keep, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So number two, and you know, how to be more lucky, is listen to hunches. Lucky people act on their intuitions, and you know, Rose, you and I, we're big on intuition, right? Don't we tell our callers every single week, you know, listen to your gut instincts, you know, along with listening to the intuition, you know, putting your hand on your solar plexus, asking the question. You can also do, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, we were talking about muscle testing. I think actually that was last week. I had talked about muscle testing and, applied kinesiology. And that's where you're keeping like your arm rigid and you have somebody push down and you resist and you ask a question. And if you're able to resist, that's a yes. If you lose all strength in that arm and the arm just goes down after you've asked a specific question, you're getting a no then. And you can test it. You can do calibrating, because sometimes some people are the opposite. It's just the way they're wired, you know, like 3% of the population or something. So you want to calibrate, and you can say, okay, give me a yes, and then have the person push down. Give me a no, then push down, and you'll see that you're normally calibrated with yes and no's. And then you can do things like, you know, if your name is Mary, you know, say, my name is Mary, and obviously you should have a strong response. And then say, you know, my name is Fred, and then your arm should go down, you know. So if it's, you know, something, you want to go with a question that you know is not true, you know, like either you or the person doing the arm can ask a question, you know, like true or false, the sky is purple, and you say true, and then you push down, and you get a no, because obviously It tends to be more blue and whitish. Yeah. So you could do muscle tension, muscle testing. Why, I don't know why I'm messing that up. You know, last week I could not pronounce the word kinesiology. Today I pronounce it easily, but I can't say muscle testing. Bizarre things. Anyway, so you can listen to your gut feelings, follow your intuitions. You can do muscle testing on it. You can ask questions about, you know, your hunches and see if you get a yes or a no. Your body knows.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 90% of lucky people in, you know, in the studies that the professor did said that they trusted their intuition when it came to, you know, personal relationships, and almost 80% said it played a vital role in their career choices, their intuition itself.
Mm-hmm.
About 20%, let's see, what is he saying here? About 20% more lucky than unlucky people use their intuition when it came to making important financial decisions, and over 20% more use their intuition when thinking about their career choices.
Mm.
Yes, yes. So what mindset should you take towards life if you want a visit from Lady Luck? So number three, and it comes, you know, the it's perfect because it's in alignment with the title of today's show, Expecting Luck on Friday the 13th. Expect good fortune is number three. Plain and simple, it's optimism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're more likely to try new things, follow through on opportunities, and have them succeed if you believe that it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
So the professor said, on average, lucky people thought that there was about a 90% chance of having a great time on their next holiday and an 84% chance of achieving at least one of their lifetime ambitions. And optimism gives lucky people more grit is one way to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, when you think things are going to work out, you persevere. Now, of course, if you're having trouble in this area, expecting good luck, and you have certain feelings, emotions, or feelings in your body about it, and maybe you have an opposite viewpoint, again, tapping, emotional freedom technique. You can tap free of those feelings, and then, you know, we talk a lot about tapping away the blocks, tapping away the negative feelings, but you can actually tap in to your energy system, positive ones, including the expectation of good luck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So skeptics, you know, might be shaking their head right now, but we all know that people that – we all know some people who just aren't optimistic, you know.
Right.
And look what they attract in. You know, the evidence is in the pudding, you know.
Yeah.
And lucky people are also buying into their positive superstitions. Turns out researchers have discovered that folks that go along with these positive luck beliefs actually are quantifiably more lucky. And so there actually is something. Remember you brought up the cereal Lucky Charms? There actually is something to that. Those that carried what they considered to be a Lucky Charm with them had considerably more luck happen to them. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Research shows that good luck charms actually work. And, you know, before we did the show, I should have got with Mary Brown and asked her, you know, what are the crystals for luck? But when we have her on the show next Friday, maybe we can ask her.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
yeah,
well, that'd be great.
Because you can acquire a small one of those crystals and just put it in your pocket or your purse or whatever and just, you know, carry it around with you.
Isn't that what you just talked about earlier about carrying a charm? It's the same thing, right? So with the crystal. Crystal sends out energy, kind of recalibrates your own energy, and, you know, next thing you know, you're carrying it with you, and you're attracting all luck and stuff like that. Yeah. Wonderful opportunities and things of that nature.
That's right. I mean, it could be some kind of a charm, which could be a magical charm that you get from somebody, or a lucky, remember the lucky rabbit's foot? But a charm could be anything. So it could be just something like a particular stone, a particular crystal you want to carry around.
Mm-hmm.
And it can even be, if you think back to some of our discussions on numerology, 8 is the number of abundance. I would go so far as to say the number of luck. And in Asian cultures, you know, 8, 88, 888, those numbers are very lucky. And so, you know how in Western culture, 7 is often thought of as a lucky number. But in the East, it's 8. And it makes perfect sense because it's in alignment with numerology. And I always tell people to carry the number 8 written out on a piece of paper in their wallet. To bring abundance. And it's also it also alerts you to that, you know, because every time you go in to pay for something, pull out a credit card or cash or whatever, there's that 8 sitting in there. Mm. And I told people, you know, if you're into tarot, you could take the 8 of pentacles, pentacles being the material or finance, and the number 8, you can just take the 8 of pentacles tarot card, put it on a scanner and, you know, scan it and print it out. I cut it out and laminate it and stick it in my wallet. And
you
can even, and the other thing about that, because tarot cards tend to be large, the reason why you're going to use a printer, you know, scan, putting it on the glass, you know, and printing it out is twofold. One is obviously you don't want to take a card out of your deck. You know, you want it to be in the deck, you know, and you don't want to ruin it, right? The other thing is because you can adjust the size. Tarot cards tend to be larger. So you can, you know, maybe reduce the size by 25%. You know, the scanner printers allow you to do that. You put it in there and have it scan and, you know, click copiers, you know, and you click copy and you set it. Adjust it to copy it, you know, 25% smaller. And so the card will come out smaller and then you can cut it out and laminate it. It'll fit perfectly in your wallet then.
Wow.
And it can do double service as a lucky charm as well.
Mm.
Yep. Yep. Let's see. What else did the professor say here? Researchers found that by activating good luck beliefs, these objects were consistently able to boost people's self-confidence, and that this uptick in self-assurance in turn affected a wide range of performance. Lucky thinking, it turns out, in this study, positively affected people's ability to solve puzzles, remember the pictures depicted on 36 different cards, and improve their putting performance in golf.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow. Even works for golf. You need to get that information out there for those golfers.
He said, in fact, people with a lucky charm perform significantly better than did the people who had none in the research study testing that they did. So superstitions can be performance enhancing. Wishing someone luck makes them do better. Irrational overconfidence increases productivity and improves teamwork. Self-deception that has been associated with stress reduction, a positive self-bias, and increased pain tolerance, all of which could enhance motivation and performance during competitive tasks.
Wow.
Yep. It's just some amazing stuff. And the last one, number four, turn bad luck into good luck. So this is mostly the luck factor and how you respond when something comes across that is what you would label as bad luck. It's how you're responding mm-hmm. to it. So it turns out mm-hmm. that lucky people see the positive side of their bad luck, right? That makes sense. You know, mm-hmm. it's the old, there's a silver lining in every dark cloud, kind of every rain cloud kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then also lucky people are convinced that any ill fortune in their lives will, in the long run, work out for the best. That it's like a bump
yeah.
in the road. You know,
yeah.
and it's actually it's the lesson of the Wheel of Fortune card in tarot that, you know, when the wheel turns and you get to the apex, you know, what goes up will come back down and the wheel will turn and you will come down at the bottom. And it's, you know, learning that there are cycles and learning how to ride the cycles. And
mm-hmm.
That's the and it's interesting, Wheel of Fortune, you know. Luck and gambling and everything like that, you know, and what the lesson is from the Wheel of Fortune and the tarot card lines up perfectly with what they're talking about here. Lucky people also do not dwell on their ill fortune. And so here again is where the tapping can come in, Rose. You know, so something
yeah.
happens and it's you consider it bad luck, you just tap through a round of, you know, even though I had this bad luck XYZ thing happen to me, I fully love and accept myself. Even though this happened to me, I fully, you know, and then you go through a tapping round. And then you could start altering it to the point that even though this happened, I know that my luck will turn around, or I know that there are good things in my future. This will, you know, any way you want to word it then into the positive and start tapping it into the positive. Lucky
mm-hmm.
people also take constructive steps to prevent more bad luck in the future. Whereas
mm-hmm.
unlucky people, it's all mental attitude there. So whereas unlucky people tend to dwell on the ill fortune, tend to, you know, lock themselves in their homes, not take any steps, the lucky people do the opposite. They don't dwell on the ill fortune, and they take constructive steps towards preventing anything negative that happened from happening again, and steps towards positive things happening in the future there. Yep. There you go. So to sum it up, you know, maximize opportunities, keep trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, listen to your hunches, especially if it's in an area where you have some experience. Trust your intuition, because they found in the research, I didn't mention this when we were doing number two, that people that have experience in a particular area, their gut instincts tend to be even more dead on than somebody that doesn't have expertise in that area. So like if you have expertise
mm-hmm.
in finances, or if you have expertise in, I don't know, building construction, and you have a hunch about a particular building, you know, it more than likely, you know, your hunches are more accurate than the person that knows nothing about construction, or
right.
in finance, you know, someone that knows nothing about finance. Number three, expect good fortune, be an optimist. A little delusion can be good. Also, I'm going to throw in, don't forget the lucky charm. And number four, turn bad luck into good. Don't dwell on the bad. Look at the big picture. So there you go. How to expect luck and how to draw it in on Friday the 13th. That was awesome, I think.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
You know, it's all about your mindset and how you perceive things. You know, we're so taught that, you know, everything around us or outside of us, outside of our mind, is more important than I don't know, anything, basically. It's just that our circumstances dictate who we are and, you know, what we're capable of doing. But that's not true. It's all about
yeah.
your perspective. You know, if you tell yourself every night, before you go to sleep. I am lucky. And you just feel the energy of that. I don't know if it's rainbows or, you know, lucky charms or whatever it is that, you know, that having luck feels like. Tell yourself that every night until you start to see things differently and you start to perceive the world differently. Because there are a lot of things, or I've been in states where, what I mean states, a state of consciousness. You know, I was driving, this was just maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I was just, something just kind of came to me like, wow, you know, this was, this little thing that happened here, that was very lucky, you know, or here I'm being blessed in this area, in that area, and it's just really having an awareness of that, you know,
right.
And that really comes from within. So forget about what's happening on the outside, what's happening around you. You know, it's about changing your perception on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really where all of that comes from. So, no,
and
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, and I really wasn't going to bring this up or say this because of, you know, the title of the show, Expecting Luck on Friday the 13th, and talking about luck and bringing luck in and all. But, you know, the big takeaway, the big bombshell is you can just throw the luck the window, because the reality is, there is no such thing as luck. Luck is just when you attract in things that you want versus things that you don't want. It's all law of attraction. It's all setting our intentions and, you know, us making it happen. We make it happen. We make our own luck. And so, therefore, technically, there is no luck. It's not a force outside of yourself, you know, like the goddess Fortuna, you know, it's not something that you can, you know, like electricity, you can attach a wire and draw the electricity into the house. You know, it's not that kind of thing. You know, it's not a thing out there. It's you. It's what you create. And so looking at this whole conversation, we could just throw the whole thing out and say, there is no luck. You make your luck.
Right. we are the creators of our own destiny, our own experiences.
Yeah.
So it really begins with us.
Well, I hope this helped a lot of people out there. And remember, you can go on YouTube and you can look up EFT, emotional freedom techniques, tapping, and you know, many, many, many other types of modalities. There's certain techniques from neurolinguistic programming, NLP. There's many things out there. It's all readily available. You can learn it on YouTube, you know, how to do tapping, how to do these other modalities and techniques that will allow you to get rid of the negative mindset, get rid of blocks, negative thinking, where you're drawing in the same thing. You know, we talk to our callers on the show, and, you know, they're trying to find the next job, the next boyfriend, the next whatever. And, you know, they're dwelling on the lack and therefore drawing more of it in. And we try to explain the law of attraction to them and that they should be focusing on what they want, not on the lack. You know, and it's the same kind of thing. But there's these great techniques that 'll help you clear that out and then also tap in or install the positive ones that you want to have as well. So go check that out, and I hope this helps a lot of people out there change their luck, let's just say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So before we go to the phone lines, which, by the way, it's wide open there, give us a ring, 714-816-4628. Remember to press number one on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air with us. I want to read off real quickly a couple of the shows coming up tomorrow, Saturday, March 14th. It's the Tarot Today Show with Mary Brown and I. And we're going to be talking about tarot card keywords, friend or foe. So for those that are into tarot and for those getting into it now and, you know, first starting out, you know, that's where a lot of people go is to the keywords. They, you know, they start reading books and trying to learn tarot, and they find out that there's, like, you know, all these keywords relating to all 78 cards. And then if you do reversals, that's 256, you know. And so they try to memorize keywords so that they can, you know, learn to read the cards and so forth like that. And so we're going to be talking about, you know, are they our friend or are they our foe when trying to learn to read tarot? And of course, it'll be open lines all show long, and we'll be doing tarot mini readings on tomorrow's show. So if we don't get your call today, don't worry. You can call it tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. And then on Monday the 16th, it's Reclaiming Your Power on the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with Catherine Hahn. And then we'll be back next Friday, as we mentioned earlier in the show, March 20th, visiting with the Irish Fae with special guest Mary Brown. And we'll still be taking calls, of course, on that show as well. And then Saturday, March 21st, Tarot Today Radio again, Tarot Games with special guest James Rickliff. We're having on famous tarot master, tarot author, and deck creator James Rickliff, good friend of ours. And we're going to be talking about various games and things that you can play with tarot versus, you know, using tarot for divination. And that will be on the 21st. I'm so excited to get to talk to James again live on air. And then Magic Universe is back. You know, Sharona's show is only on twice a month. But Sunday, March 22nd, Sharona Rapsik is back with Magic Universe, and she's going to be talking about raising your vibrations with essential oils.
I love the essential oils.
So there you go. That's what's coming up on the show here. And now we can zip over to the phone lines. Some people have been waiting a long time. Sorry about the log, but God, it was so fun talking about luck, and it took a lot longer to talk about luck than I thought it would, you know, but it was so good. I really think it's going to help a lot of people. I really do. But the caller that's waiting the longest is area code 860. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lisa Marie. I'm calling from Connecticut. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa Marie. What's going on with you?
I enjoyed the talk. The toilet paper thing, our toilet paper comes from China, apparently, and everything's closed there, so there's going to be a shortage at some point. That's the freak out.
Right. That's Lisa, that makes a lot of sense. But what didn't make sense to me is that we don't have the shortage yet, but yet, you know, there's the run on it now. You know, I mean, are they anticipating not being able to get it from China is what the deal is?
Yeah, because they're so closed down that they're not producing any.
Oh, by the way, I did find an article of five other things you can use instead of toilet paper. Go Google it, folks. Who knows? We might need that. I don't know. You know, I mean, can't they ramp some stuff up and have, like, you know, one old abandoned plant in the United States start producing toilet paper? I mean, Jesus, come on. It's the 21st century. We're the most technologically advanced society on the planet. We can't freaking make toilet paper. You know, what is going on? It's the hysteria. It's so insane. We were talking before the show, Lisa Marie, and Dr. Rose and I, you know, and I said, so there are 1,600 confirmed cases in the United States. That is 0.00004% of the population. Also, we're now up to 41 people passed away. That is a tragedy. However, I want to point out that 480,000 Americans die every year from smoking. Where's the outrage? Why are we not freaking out that 480,000, almost half a million people in the United States die from smoking every year? We're worried about the 41 people from the flu. It's hysteria.
Actually, the
people.
Flu kills more people than the coronavirus has.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The actual flu, you know, the influenza, you know, that kills more people worldwide than I did the international too. 120,000 known cases in the entire world at this moment, coronavirus. That is okay. Let me try to remember here. I did the calculation. 0.0017% of the 7 billion people on the planet.
Oh my goodness!
Less than Less than a fraction of the population of the entire world have coronavirus, people.
There may be more deaths from locking spouses and their children up in homes for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's
that
the other thing, too.
That could be, too.
About,
now, I did.
Yeah, they were talking about that.
Out,
yeah.
I did want to point out, to be fair, I want to point out that, to be fair, people, mm-hmm. you know, have said, well, we don't really know the entire percentage because of the fact of the horrible, you know, what is going on here. South Korea can test everybody. Millions of people have been tested in South Korea, and we can't get things going in the United States with the frickin' testing. So what they're saying is that there might be more than that 1,600. In fact, estimates run up to as high as 9,850 to 10,000. But once again, let's do the math. 0.0003% of the population is 10,000. If 10,000 are actually infected in the United States, 0.0003. I hope I got those zeros right, but probably not. Anyway, do the calculation. Get out your calculator yourself and do it yourself. I'm just having way too much fun here. But Lisa, you probably had a burning question. What's your burning question?
I'm trying to remember it.
I gotcha. You still got the toilet paper. Well, it's stuck on the bottom of her foot. That's the problem. But
that's right. The real question is, do you have enough toilet paper, Lisa?
Unfortunately, I have a roll a day, so I made him go buy a case because he's going to be home now. And I said, oh, God in heaven, you use a roll a day when you're home on the weekends. You better go buy some.
Oh, my God. See, it's the men. You know, what is it with these people? You know.
But we don't have a Sears catalog anymore, so, you know. That's what they used to use.
Amazon.
In the
Amazon
old days,
has everything.
My grandparents told me we used to get those 500-600-page catalogs, and they said that's what they used in their outhouse. How interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
No wonder Sears went out of business. Okay, so what spirit most want me to know and be doing, I guess, then? I can't.
That's funny. It's like, I can't figure out a question. Oh, come on. You have to have a burning question. There's got to be something going on.
That'll do.
Okay, The sound dropped considerably, and then it popped back up again, Lisa. What was it you said just now?
I can't remember.
Oh, jeez.
She was blinded by the coronavirus. She's got it. Run.
No, I'm in that 1% of people that's immunodeficient that will go with it and leave.
Oh,
and I'm not ready.
Goodness.
I am not ready to leave. I actually have to give myself an IV for an immune system every week, so I have to be careful anyway. So this is normal for me to be careful, not just locking myself up. It's going to make me cuckoo.
Right.
Right.
The other thing is to have that, you know, internal fortitude and to, you know, hold on to faith. Use your intuition, optimism, because that's the message that's coming through. I pulled the cards. I got the Star card and the Strength card. So the Star card is literally the card of hope. It's holding on to optimism, using your own insights and intuition to guide yourself, but having that hope and that faith, which actually, you know, kind of bleeds off of the conversation about luck and how to have luck. Where it's that optimism, it's that, you know, it's going to happen. And strength, you know, is the love conquers all kind of thing. Strength, courage, conviction, dynamism, self-control, taking action, resolve, that kind of thing, and also optimism. So that's the message that's coming through, and I don't know what in regards this is, but, you know, something or maybe multiple things going on in your life. The tarot is saying the universe wants you to know that, you know, this is the way through, is to do that. Also, you know, any of these things that are happening or are about to happen, don't worry too much, because you really are at the end of one cycle and another cycle is beginning. I got the Ten of Swords, which is a card of the complete end of a cycle. And then in the background, there's like dark skies, but then in the background, there is optimism in the form of yellow. Yellow is the color of optimism. And, you know, there is that dawn coming up in the background, if that makes sense. Are you resonating with this so far?
Yeah, I need some dawn really bad.
Okay. And so I'm going to give you a couple other things. I don't know what's going on with the phone lines, guys. I just wanted to mention, let me break in real quick here, Dr. Rose. Just a heads up, I noticed a whole bunch of our phone lines, you know, we had a whole bunch of calls and they all dropped off at the same time. So I don't know, there might be a switchboard issue going on with Blog Talk. Of course, we don't have control over that. That's the system we use, you know, for our callers. So if you got cut off, please call back in 714-816-4628. There are a call or two left on the screen, but a whole bunch of you dropped off, and I don't know what happened there. So if you want to call back in, again, it's area code 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad, and hopefully they'll be able to call back in. Meanwhile, and yeah, I actually see a couple of them calling back in now. We've got area code 469 coming up next, and then area code 951 after that. Sorry about that, Lisa, but I just wanted to put that out as a, you know, public service announcement, right?
Of course.
In addition to the Star and the Strength card, and of course the Ten of Swords, which is swords, I got a lot of swords cards coming up, like the Knight of Swords and the King of Swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas. And so, you know, as you now realize, well, because the tarot told you, that you're at the end of a cycle beginning a new one, and that the universe wants you to know that the way forward is to maintain the optimism, listen to your own intuition and insight, have the internal fortitude, you know, coming from the Strength card, and, you know, to focus in on attracting in what you want, versus focusing on any lack or negative things happening, which is the whole conversation we just had on luck. Okay, in addition to that, it's also talking about really going with a single idea. So whereas in the Ten of Swords, you've got an individual laying on the ground, pierced by 10 swords in their back. yeah, not a nice card. But the other cards, the Knight of Swords and the King of Swords, they each are holding one broadsword. So it's one thought or idea. And in fact, the Knight is like literally galloping, you know, because it's one of the fastest, or actually I think it is the fastest moving of the four Knights, because of the four suits, the four elements, this is the element of air, which is the swiftest, okay? And so he's literally galloping along with this one idea in his hand, you know, raised up. And it's kind of giving you a clue there that if you're having difficulty focusing on one thing at a time, focusing on one thought and running with it is what the cards are talking about. So there's the message for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Call back anytime and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And had a ton of fun talking to you, Lisa Marie, because, my God, that was just fun. What a call to start out. Oh, my God. Lots of fun. And we are already past the top of the hour where we're supposed to end the show. But let's try to squeeze in a couple more calls here. As I mentioned, next up is area code 469. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is LaChandra. I'm in Arlington, Texas.
Awesome. Yeah, I was wondering where 469 was. Arlington. I've been there. What's going on, LaShondra?
I was trying to see, do you see a job offer coming for me?
Okay, let's see real quick here. Okay, so right off the top of the bat, I see yes. I did a 5-card yes, no. I'm getting 4 out of 5 yes cards. Got the 10 of cups, which is the card of the day today, actually. And, you know, that's all about success, especially in family life, but just in general, you know, because cups are emotions, it's that emotional stability. I'm trying to think of the right phrase that I always tell people. It's like emotional fulfillment is what that card is about. And then, see, you know, got the 10 of cups, but you also have the 10 of pentacles, which is, you know, the fulfillment on the material end. So financially, finances, things like that. The 2 of cups with 2 individuals coming together. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that might be a partnership of some kind, or, finding the opportunity through your friendships with other people in some way.
Okay.
Now the cards are, you know, the cards are really looking good. There are a couple of cards that have some interesting stuff, like the 8 of Swords. So 8 is the number of abundance, like we were talking about earlier. However, in the 8 of Swords, mm-hmm. you know, the woman is surrounded by these 8 swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas, like we were talking with Lisa about, and it's like you are trapped by too many thoughts and ideas. You got to free yourself from that. She's the figure in the card. She's blindfolded and she's got like bonds, you know, wrapped around her, trapping her. But actually, if you look really closely, all she has to do is kind of like wiggle her arms and her hips, and the bonds would just fall off of her, and she'd be able to reach up, take the blindfold off, and see that there's an easy path between the swords. Okay, so it's all about taking the blindfold off, which actually dovetails nicely into the 5 of cups card, which is literally the crying over spilt milk card. So this is what we were talking about earlier with the whole discussion about luck. And being focused in on what you don't want instead of what you want. Yeah. And in the card,
okay.
the individual, there's 5 cups. 3 cups have fallen over and spilt their contents. And the individual is looking down sorrowfully at, woe is me, you know, crying over spilt milk, literally looking at the 3 cups that have fallen over, not paying attention to the fact that behind him or her, it is 2 cups that are upright that still have their full contents. All they have to do is turn around and voila, it's right there. So, you know, this is saying a few different things, like there are opportunities you're not seeing. You just need to turn around, which is also what was coming through with the 8 of Swords, you know, take the blindfold off. And focusing in on what you want to attract in versus the lack.
Yeah.
You know, what's not there yet. You want to get crystal, crystal clear, not just I want a job to fill the void so the money's coming in. You can't think mm-hmm. like that. You know, if you want to get the law of attraction on your side, so to speak, get in alignment, you got to give detail. You got to be really specific. You know, I want this job. I want to work here. You know, it's the opposite of the scattergun approach. You know, most people, you know, call in on the radio and they tell us that, you know, they're looking for a job. They send out 150 resumes. It's like, okay, that's throwing anything and everything at the wall, hoping something sticks. As opposed to taking the time to write down all the details about what you really want. How are my bosses in this new job, and how do they treat me? What about my coworkers? What am I doing on a day-to-day basis? How am I feeling about it? What's going on? You know, what type of job? You know, taking a piece of paper and writing a laundry list out of positive things, how you want things to be. You can also write out what you don't want as well. But then you're going to just get rid of the negative ones, and you take the positive ones, and that's what you need to focus on. You need to focus on what you want to draw in.
Okay.
Yep.
Understood.
And so, yeah. So the answer was yes, it's coming your way. I didn't really get a timing card, though, so I'm trying to find a timing card. Oh, this is really weird. So I'm pulling cards out looking for a timing card, right? And I'm getting all the cards. I'm getting all the cards that don't have a number, don't have timing. And it's really – and this is really fascinating because what comes out – okay, I got the Queen of Pentacles or the Queen of Coins, the Queen of Swords, followed by the Queen of Cups. Is that crazy, Dr. Rose, or what?
Yeah.
Yes. So this is a group of women. So it's almost like, okay, I'm looking for the timing card, and I finally did get a timing card, by the way. I got the Four of Pentacles. We'll talk about that in a second. But it's like I'm looking for the timing card, but the universe is giving me a big clue here. And there is, you know, the statistical possibility of, you know, three queens showing up in succession like this. It's almost impossible, you know. So this is referring to either individual women in your life or a group or gathering of women through which you might be able to find your next best job opportunity or career opportunity or business opportunity. Because I'm big on entrepreneurship. You know, I try to push people in the direction of taking the skills you have and creating massive value for other people and providing that. And that's how you run a business and that's how you make money. Versus working for a job, working for a person. You know, I always try to push people in that direction because almost everybody can do that. And it's the way of the future. You know, we won't have jobs in about 20, 30 years. Everybody will be an independent contractor, you know, one way or another.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I'm saying here is one way you might work this is like, you know, just sit down and remember I was talking about listening to your gut instincts. And one thing you might do is, you know, just take a deep breath, close your eyes, just sit there and just put out there to the universe this group of people and think, you know, just pay attention to what comes to mind. Maybe there already is a group and you may or may not. Right. But I want to give you another idea, and not just for you, but also this is going to help everybody else that's listening, is that if you can't think of a group that's already, you know, your knitting circle you go to every week, you know, or your Pilates group, and you have coffee or tea together after you do your Pilates. I don't know what it is, you know. But there's a lot of potential for, like, you know, a group of women in your life. But if you can't think of anything right offhand, what you might do is just create one. And the way you could do that is you could go to meetup.com and type in areas of interest. Find groups in your area where there's already groups of people meeting, discussing topics that are either near and dear to you personally or are close to having something to do with the kind of work you do or want to do, you know, things like that. Find a group that already exists and start going to their meetings. And through these people, you may be able to manifest that job.
Okay. That's what I actually did. That's how I met the group of, you know, women. on meetup.com.
Oh, through meetup.com? Mm-hmm. See, I am psychic. I don't care what y'all say. Anyway, but but lastly, before we move on to our last caller, I want to leave you with the timing thing is the Four of Pentacles, and Pentacles is finances, so it's very, you know, serendipitous. But four could be as you know, quickly as 4 days or as long as maybe 4 weeks. So somewhere in that
okay.
time span, 4 days to 4 weeks, you can make this happen.
Okay. Thank
does that
you.
Sound good, LaShonda?
It does.
And now you got to call back and tell us how dead on we were.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, LaShonda. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bye, LaShonda.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we have time for one more call, Dr. Rose. What do
Sounds
you think?
Sounds good to me. Let's go for it.
Okay. Okay. And so just want to mention that if we don't get to your call today, that's okay. You can call in tomorrow. It's the same phone number, 714-816-4628. You can put it in your phone, your pad, write it down, whatever. At 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, Mary and I will be on taking your calls. Okay, so let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 951. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Nathaniel from California.
Oh, hi, Nathaniel. Long time no talk.
Hi.
Hello there. What's your question?
Hello.
What's been up with you? Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm working now. I have a lot of extra time, so I had some time to call. You know, I'm looking for a new job as well to compensate or, you know, to accompany this one. It's with the census. It's only a temporary job, but it's paying not too bad. And
you know,
that coming up?
The last time you called in, I remember you. You called in, and this is a while back, but you mentioned about the census and possibly taking a job with the census. So are you saying you already did take that job or you have another job and you're thinking about taking
this census? I got fingerprinted, so they're going to let me know my results here in a little while.
Okay, so you have a different job that you're working, and the
I've been
census
working
would
at
be
this
the
one. Yeah, I went back to this work. Yeah.
Okay, and what's this one that you're doing? I'm confused
doing security
here. I'm just
right now.
Okay.
I'm doing security right now.
Yeah.
And it's an abandoned lumber yard, so there's no one here.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. And you know, when I look at the cards, it looks very, very probable. It's a yes leaning in that direction. It's not a strong yes. It's a probable yes, which means that there may be something left to do before you actually secure the position. There seems to be some kind of a delay because the very first card is the Four of Swords, which is a card about recharging, retreat, a temporary exile or delay, recuperation, vacation. You know, it's a card of delay. You know, typically sitting back and recharging, you know, before you go into something. But it could just mean a simple delay like the Hanged Man. And by the way, the very next card is, yes, the Hanged Man. So you've got a delay followed by a delay. Then you've got the Queen of Swords. So the powers that be making the decision, and then the Wheel of Fortune, you've got fortune turning in your favor finally at the end of the spread. So in the beginning, we have these delays, and then decisions are made, and then favor turns, you know, fortune turns in your favor. So it looks oh, my God, getting a lot of feedback. It looks like after this short delay that you may get this position with the census.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe there'll be some kind of glitch in the background check or something that line up right or something, or
mm-hmm.
maybe something else.
It has something to do with something along those lines where, you know, there's some kind of a hiccup and it just takes longer, you know, not significantly longer, you know, it might just be a matter of weeks, but yeah, there's something. Ultimately it can happen. And, you know, as I always like to put out to the universe, you know, this or something better. So the very last card is the Wheel of Fortune. It's you know, fortune. You know, and it's funny how Rose, you know, we're talking about luck and Friday the 13th all show today. And, you know, the Wheel of Fortune is fortune turning in your favor. Now, it may be saying that you ultimately get that job, or it may be saying you ultimately end up doing something else and even better.
Right. Well, that Wheel of Fortune in the you know, the results one, or the future or whatever, is a good card though.
Yeah, it's really good. You can't get too much of a better card. You know, the Wheel of Fortune or the Sun card, or, you know, one of these other big success cards is great to get there. The Six of Wands, Ten of Cups, Ten of Pentacles would be pretty good too. You know, there's a lot of cards like that, you know, when I see them in the outcome, I get excited. You know, it's like, yeah, this looks really good. Yeah. So now you got to let us know what happens, Nathaniel.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thanks for the call. Great calls, Dr. Rose.
Yeah, it was great.
It was
very informative.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we will be back next Friday, right, Rose? We're going to be back.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
And
we
get to visit with Mary Brown, and we'll be talking about visiting the Irish Fae. And Mary Brown is also, in addition to tarot and being a crystal Reiki master, and, you know, her new show, There's a Rock for That, is all about, you know, crystals and how there's a crystal for everything. And
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, big with the tarot. But the other thing that I don't think she mentions very much is she did get certified, some kind of certification in working with the fairy folk. And so that's going to be a fascinating show, visiting the Irish Fae with special guest Mary Brown. And if you're new to the
awesome.
Network and, you know, if you haven't heard Mary, you can join us tomorrow for our show. We'll be talking about tarot keywords, friend or foe, plus open lines all show long, and we'll be doing readings. You can call in tomorrow. But if you've never heard Mary, you can call in and hear Mary. I was going to mention, only because we talk so much about the coronavirus and everything like that, that you know how
mm-hmm.
we do at the end of the month on the Saturday show, Tarot Today Radio, sometimes we do the psychic spin where we take a look at something in the news. But unlike the talking
right.
heads that just talk, we can pull tarot cards and do things like that. Well,
right.
Weeks ago, you know, we didn't know things were gonna progress and get as crazy as that they've gotten in the last 2 or 3 days. However,
uh-huh.
weeks and weeks ago, I said to Mary, we should do a psychic spin on the coronavirus. And so we're actually doing a psychic spin on that.
Wow.
Saturday, March 28th. Saturday,
wow.
March 28th. Yes. And, you know, in addition to set in your questions now, folks, let us know what you want us to ask the tarot
mm-hmm.
about, you know, the virus, you know, like how long is the pandemic going to last? How bad is things going to get? There's a lot of different questions we could ask. Plus, we might have tips for you, too, like those 5 tips on what to use besides toilet paper.
Why don't we ask that to the tarot? Should I go out and get toilet paper, or should I? Or maybe I'll get some, I don't know, Sudafed or something. What can I do?
Palm leaves. Anyway, Great show. It's fun talking to everybody out there. And thank you to all you callers and listeners, because we don't have a show without you. And it's just a ton of fun being here and, you know, giving back to the community with doing some free readings and giving you some really fascinating information, like how to draw that luck in. I think everybody's an expert on luck right now because of our conversation.
Yeah.
Yep. And thanks,
I think so too.
Thanks to you, Rose, for being here every week. And
yeah, and thank you, Dax. This was a wonderful show. And I am looking forward to next Friday's show and talking about the Fae. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it'll be so much fun having Mary on and the three of us getting to chat. You know, of course, knowing the three of us, I don't know how many callers we'll actually ever get to, because we'll have too much fun chatting. Yeah,
we probably will.
Yeah, absolutely. So bye for now, everybody, and goodbye, everyone. Goodbye, Dr. Rose.
Bye. Bye, Dad.